This is WCWP, Brookville, LIU Public Radio. Hear us at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Welcome to Instrumental Invasion. Here's your host, Mike Shimeri.
Yes, this is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. Put It Where You Want It by the Crusaders is how we start. FM and WCWP.org. Maynard Ferguson with a cover of Air Jean from New Vintage in 1977. Saxophonist Sonny Rollins wrote Air Jean, Nigeria backwards, an anadrome, if you will, in 1954. That's when he wrote it for the Miles Davis Quintet record, Miles Davis with Sonny Rollins. The Maynard Ferguson version, arranged by Michael Abeni, featured solos by Maynard on trumpet, Biff Hannon on piano, Mike Miggs Migliore on alto sax, unlike Sonny's signature tenor, Gordon Johnson on acoustic bass, and Peter Erskine on drums. Before that, the Crusaders with Put It Where You Want It from Crusaders 1 in 1972, which, despite the name, was not their first recording without jazz in their name, nor was the Second Crusade their second. Regardless, Put It Where You Want It had its composer, Joe Sample, on Rhodes piano, Larry Carlton on lead electric guitar, Arthur Adams on rhythm guitar, also electric, Wilton Felder on tenor sax, at least someone was, Wayne Henderson on trombone, Chuck Rainey on electric bass, and Stix Hooper on drums and percussion. Speaking of long-running fusion groups, Robin Ford's The Inside Story album laid the groundwork for what would become Yellow Jackets. The first track on Robin's proto-Yellow Jackets album is Magic Sam.
Hey, what's going on? It's me, Jim Robley, and let me tell you something. There's no better way to relax than with Instrumental Invasion and my good friend Mike Shimeri on your radio. I mean, come on, forget about it.
While Jay was saying that, Magic Sam disappeared. Robin Ford with his composition, Magic Sam, from The Inside Story in 1979, the zeroth Yellow Jackets record. By that, I mean the players on much of The Inside Story went on to form Yellow Jackets. Robin Ford, spelled R-O-B-B-E-N, Russell Ferrante, with the same initials as Robin Ford, Jimmy Haslip, and Ricky Lawson. For Magic Sam, Robin was on guitar, Russ on Rhodes and synthesizer, Jimmy on bass, and Ricky on drums and percussion. Yellow Jackets made their official eponymous debut in 1981. Next hour, we'll hear a cut from their latest release, but Larry Carlton returns in the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. Leading it off, though, another Russell F., Russ Freeman and the Rippingtons.
All right, my children, Grandfather Rock is here.
Dad-oy.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
From 79 to 89, it's the Rippingtons with Jupiter's Child. It's 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Larry Carlton with Hello Tomorrow. Remember Lloyd Lindsay Young? From Discovery in 1987, while Double L was at Channel 9. The same year they added another W to their call letters, WWOR-TV. LC, Larry Carlton, wrote Hello Tomorrow and played acoustic guitar. He was on electric earlier with the Crusaders. Kirk Whalum on tenor sax, Terry Trotter on keyboards, John Pena on bass, Rick Murata on drums, and percussion by Michael Fisher. Before that, the Rippingtons with Jupiter's Child from Tourist in Paradise in 1989. Russ Freeman had astrology in mind while composing Jupiter's Child. A child born under the planetary influence of Jupiter is goodness personified. What about children of towns called Jupiter in Florida, North Carolina, and Russ's and Larry's and Lloyd Lindsay Young's native California? While you ponder that, I'll say Jupiter's Child, the song, had Brandon Fields on alto sax, Tony Morales on hi-hat and cymbals, Steve Reed on percussion and soundscape, and Russ Freeman on the rest. Acoustic guitar, electric guitar, guitar synth, which I assume is where that Koto sample came from, keyboards, keyboard programming, synth bass, and Lin 9000 drum programming. That's why Tony was limited to hi-hat and cymbals. Larry Carlton was the Quartet Four Play's second guitarist, preceded by fellow Angelino Lee Ritenour. Here's Lee with Brazil in mind. Bahia Funk.
Hi, this is Alexis Lindsay, a.k.a. Lextasy, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Alexis Lindsay. That was Lee Ritenour with Bahia Funk, a funky number he wrote about the Brazilian city and federative unit, or state, of Bahia from Color Writ. Clever. In 1989, the same year the Rippingtons put out Tourist in Paradise, where they wanted it. Like crosstown kid Larry Carlton, who was on Put It Where You Want It, Lee played acoustic guitar only on Bahia Funk, with Ernie Watts on tenor sax, David Witham and Larry Williams on keyboards. David had the solo on the breakdown, the unrelated Jimmy Johnson on electric bass, Carlos Vega on drums, and percussion by Paulinho da Costa, who's from the city-slash-federative unit of Rio de Janeiro. Ken Navarro will play more than one acoustic guitar next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
Hi, this is TonyChiguardo.org.
Hi, this is Ken Navarro, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Ken has the first of two songs with World in the title, a world of our own.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
And that was a pair of world songs. Nelson Rangel had The World View from Soul to Souls in 2006, written by him and the non-playing Kip Cooper, spelled K-U-E-P-P-E-R. Nelson played flute, Alex Nekrasov vocalized on the bridge, multiple passes layered together, and was otherwise on keyboards and programming, Herb Lowe on bass, and Christian Thiel on drums and percussion. Before The World View, Ken Navarro viewed a world of our own on Island Life in 2000. That's a small world, after all. Ken played acoustic guitars, plural, on his composition, and any keyboards not played by Dan LaMaestra. Gary Granger was on bass, Blues Webb on drums, and Kevin Prince on percussion. Taking us into hour two, Four Play's third guitarist, 12 years before joining that quartet. In the same vein as A World of Our Own, it's Chuck Loeb with Just Us.
This is WCWP, Brookville, Public Radio that rocks. On the air, 88.1 FM. Online, WCWP.org. And on the go, the WCWP app.
This is Hour 2 of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. Hour 1 ended with Just Us, and anyone else listening, written and performed by Chuck Loeb from The Moon, The Stars, and The Setting Sun in 1998. Like The Worldview, Just Us had vocals. The vocalist was Chuck's wife, Carmen Cuesta. Chuck's Metro bandmate, Mitchell Foreman, was on piano, Tony Cadlick on flugelhorn, Dave Samuels on marimba, but not vibes, John Patitucci of the Chick Korea Electric and Acoustic Bands on acoustic bass, David Charles with percussion, and Chuck Loeb played the rest of the instruments, guitars, keyboards, and drum and percussion programming. Hour two begins with more guitar, this time by Paul Brown. Seven and seven is the song. That's almost 4 minutes long.
Hi, I'm Bernie Bernard. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thanks, Bernie. That was Ronnie Foster with Carlos, written as a tribute to Carlos Santana. From Reboot, a tribute to organist Dr. Lonnie Smith, Ronnie's late friend and fellow Buffalo native, or Buffalo homie, as he put it. Ronnie had an all-Latino backup band on Carlos, Jerry Lopez on acoustic flamenco guitar, Michael O'Neill on electric guitar, Jimmy Branley on drums, and two percussionists, Lenny Castro on congas and Luis Conte on timbales and shaker. Jerry and Michael are of Mexican descent, Lenny is of Puerto Rican descent, and Jimmy and Luis are from Cuba. Ronnie Foster's Reboot came out on July 15th of this year, as did the song before that, Seven and Seven by guitarist Paul Brown from Promised Land. Seven and Seven was composed by two guys, Paul, lead electric guitar, and Shane Theriault, rhythm electric guitars, bass, and keyboards. Huge Groove was featured on tenor sax, and Gordon Campbell was on drums. This Gordon's name ends with D-E-N, not D-O-N, like Gordon Johnson and most Gordons. Sadao Watanabe has the third entry this segment, recorded live last June in the main hall at Suntory Hall in Tokyo, Japan. It's another tune with Brazil in mind, specifically a Sao Paulo resident in a New York City borough. Manhattan, Paulista. Sadao Watanabe on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with Manhattan Paulista, the live 2021 rendition of a tune he wrote for his Elise album in 1988 on another Brazil-themed album, Jazz and Bossa, live at Suntory Hall in Tokyo. I wonder if Sadao ever played at the club SOB's Sounds of Brazil in Manhattan's Soho neighborhood. I've been there. At Suntory Hall last June, he played soprano sax, did Sadao, with Masaki Hayashi on piano, Kichiro Komobuchi on acoustic bass, Itetsu Takamura on drums, a string section led by concertmaster Takayuki Oshikane, and a Tokyo Paulista named Marcelo Kimura on acoustic guitar. Yeah, Marcelo was born and raised in the city/federative unit of Sao Paulo, where residents are called Paulistas, and moved to Tokyo in 2004. Next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari, guitarist Ray Oviedo will transport us to the U.S. Virgin Islands by way of San Francisco.
Hey, it's me, Jay Marabli.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here at 88.1 WCWP.
As promised, Ray Oviedo with St. Thomas.
This is Travis Demers, the radio voice of the Portland Trailblazers, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Travis. That was Greg Kourakos with Napa Road from GK, Greg's initials, in 2009. His composition is an ode to wine country in the Napa Valley of Napa County, part of the North Bay section of the San Francisco Bay Area. And it was recorded in Los Angeles. Greg played piano, Rhodes piano, keyboards, and drum programming with Michael Paolo, who's Hawaiian and not a Paulista, on lead tenor sax, Michael O'Neill back again on electric guitar, Rick Braun had the flugelhorn solo, Eric Baines on bass, which he now does in the band Chicago, and the horn section, like Chicago has, of Lee Thornburg on trumpet, Jacques Voimont on trombone, and Rick Rossi on tenor sax. Before Napa Road, via Los Angeles, there was St. Thomas via San Francisco. Ray Oviedo covered St. Thomas on Latin Jazz Project Volume 1 in 2016. Sonny Rollins wrote Air Gene, but St. Thomas, the song, has a long origin story. It's based on the traditional Bahamian folk song Sponger Money and the traditional English song The Lincolnshire Poacher, predating its namesake shortwave numbers station. Through the folk process, The Lincolnshire Poacher evolved into a nursery song on the Virgin Islands where Sonny's mother was from, and she sang it to Sonny when he was a child. The first recording of what became St. Thomas was by the Randy Weston Trio on Get Happy in 1956 under the name Fire Down There. Then came the breakout version by Sonny on Saxophone Colossus in 57. Although for royalty's sake, Sonny wrote it. Myth busted. The Ray Oviedo version of St. Thomas had him on acoustic and electric guitars like Russ Freeman, David K. Matthews on piano, Peter Horvath with the piano solo, Norbert Stachel with the tenor sax solo, a la Sonny, Roger Glenn on flute and piccolo, Phil Hawkins on steel pans, David Belove on bass, Paul Van Wageningen on drums, and Carl Perazzo on congas and timbales. The cover ended on a duet by Paul and Carl. 2014 is home to this tune by Dan Siegel, To Be Continued.
Hi, this is Dan Siegel, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
That was Dan Siegel with To Be Continued from Indigo in 2014. The title of Dan's composition is a lie. It's self-contained and fades out. He was on piano, the unrelated Bob Shepard on tenor sax, Craig Fundiga on vibes but not marimba, Alan Hines on acoustic guitars, Brian Bromberg on acoustic bass, Will Kennedy of Yellow Jackets on drums, percussion entirely by Lenny Castro, and another horn section, Alan Kaplan on euphonium, Alan Kaplan and Hines spell their names differently, the unrelated Stan Martin on flugelhorn, and Stephanie O'Keefe on French horn. Pianist Roberta Pickett plans on leading off the last segment of tonight's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. Next.
LIU Sharks football on WCWP is underwritten by A Pizza Pizza.
Today.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Here is the trio of Roberta Pickett, Harvey S., and Billy Mintz with Roberta's composition, Master Plan.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. Heard every Wednesday from 9 to 11 p.m. here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Not much longer tonight, Jeff Kroll. There's one song left, but we just heard Jazz Funk Soul, the ensemble of Jeff Lorber, Everett Harp, and Paul Jackson Jr. They played a tribute to Chuck Loeb, who we heard last hour and was the original jazz funk soul guitarist until his death in 2017. The title was CSL for Charles Samuel Loeb, written in Chuck's style by his posthumous replacement, Paul, and it closes out Forecast, their fourth album that was released on August 5th, 3 weeks after Reboot and Promised Land. Paul Jackson Jr. was part of another ensemble with Chuck, Guitars, with three Z's, whose members were Paul, Chuck, and Chiellini Minucci. For CSL, Paul was on guitars with one S, synth bass, and percussion programming like Chuck on Just Us. Everett Harp played alto and tenor saxes, and Jeff Lorber was on piano and keyboards. Dion Causey played real drums. Before CSL, it was Master Plan by Roberta Pickett, like a fence without the C. Harvey S, an initial, and Billy Mintz. Roberta Pickett, Harvey S, and Billy Mintz from You've Been Warned, which came out a week after Forecast on August 12th. Master Plan was drawn up by Roberta, heard on piano, with Harvey on acoustic bass and Billy on drums. From a trio with Billy Mintz to a quartet with Bob Mintzer. The one song left is by Yellow Jackets, Intrigue, the first track on Parallel Motion, their latest release, on August 26th, 43 years after they took root on Robin Ford's The Inside Story. The only original member left is Russell Ferrante, who plays piano on Intrigue. Bob Mintzer, writer of Intrigue, is on tenor sax and iwi, electronic wind instrument. Dane Alderson on electric bass instrument. And Will Kennedy, again, on drums. We heard him earlier with Dan, not Dane, Siegel. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. Intrigue by Yellow Jackets is the last song of the night. So long.